glory. Experiencing the Atmosphere of Heaven. By Ruth Ward Heflin. Introduction. I was born in the glory one Sunday after the evening service. My parents were Pentecostal pioneers. At the time I was born, they were living in a couple of the Sunday school rooms of the church they founded in Richmond, Virginia. I was born in those rooms in the glory of God that was manifested in their ministry. When I was a young girl, I went directly from school to the church on Wednesday afternoons. The faithful of the church were gathered in prayer from 1 to 4. I attended most of those prayer meetings. During the first 2 hours, they had been making their petitions and interceding before God. During the last hour, they would just bask in His presence. Those were the best times. Every petition they could think of had been made. Now the Holy Ghost took over. Sounds of glory, dropped into my spirit from those years, have kept me as I traveled all over the world in ministry. I have been in thousands of meetings and heard thousands of sermons, but the greatest influence in my life has been those glory sounds that came forth in the latter hours of those prayer meetings, where God's people touched the eternal realm. As air is the atmosphere of the earth, glory is the atmosphere of heaven. It lifts us up above the earthly, into the very presence of God. Later, when I moved to Jerusalem to live and worship on Mount Zion, the Lord began to show me the progression from praise to worship to glory and the relationship between the three. I have found myself sharing these simple truths with God's people all over the world. Praise, until the spirit of worship comes. Worship, until the glory comes. Then, stand in the glory. If you can capture the basic principles of praise, worship, and glory, so simple that we often miss them, you can have anything else you want in God. It doesn't matter if you're alone and have nobody to agree with you in prayer. It doesn't matter at what stage you are in your spiritual development. Move into the glory realm, and anything becomes possible. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands, and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory. Selah. Psalms 24 verses 1 to 10.